and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Who let the dogs out?
I told you you'd like it.
How appropriate. Exactly. I love it.
Exactly. I didn't know if I was going to be able to hide that in there, so I buried it about five songs down, and then I moved it up this morning.
When I saw the little smirk right before you hit the button, I'm like, all right, she's got something good in there this morning. But how appropriate. Nicely done. I'm very proud of you. Good job. It's Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM. And Party Line, of course, is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchant's Window Tint in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Bjerk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Carol Clinton, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We had it working yesterday, and now today it's not again. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much. We got some logging issues.
All right. We'll continue to work on Hoosier Land TV, but it's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, and Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union. We have a packed show today, so we're just going to get to it. What's that?
I'm not saying a word. That's just normal. I mean, we leave work, and then the next thing I know, my phone is blowing up, but that's okay.
Well,
because
I was making some phone calls yesterday.
I love all the guests we're having. It's going to be a fun show, and this person sitting across from me right now, I have known her all my life.
So, sure, yeah.
Literally all my life.
Mary Kay Baker joins us this morning. Good morning, ma'am. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Pretty exciting. This is our volunteer of the year.
Citizen of the year.
Citizen of the year. There it is.
Yes,
I believe it. Yes, I totally believe it.
That was.
Yeah. That was awesome that day, by the way.
That was so cool.
You didn't have any idea, did you?
I had no idea. And no idea. My family was in the basement of the
Arborwood.
Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, a couple times I kept thinking, I think I'll just go ahead and leave and go back to work. Thank goodness I did not. But very honored and very humble.
Well,
thank you.
Very well deserved. So congratulations. A little late. I was there that day and got pictures, and it was awesome. But
citizen of the year, but like you said, volunteer of the year. I mean, good grief.
You do a lot, girl.
There is a lot of people out there that does a lot for Clinton County, and I do not much at all, just the little portion of the hot dog festival.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today, because you guys are busy this weekend at the hot dog festival, and so that's why we invited you to come in and talk about what group you're with this particular weekend, and then what you folks have going on.
Okay, great. I am part of the recovery zone and the cram stage, which all comes in on Saturday of the festival, and we start off with the entertainment on the stage at the Veterans Park. We will kick off by having the Recovery Community Choir, known as the Redemption Choir, followed by the Faith Family Praise Team, the Gathering Point Worship Team, and then, of course, we're bringing in the Frankfort Nazarene Worship Band, as well as Kay Thompson will be arriving from Tennessee for a 7:15 concert, and then at 8:30, we are so happy to be able to have Matt Maher. So that's our stage lineup on Saturday. It's pretty busy. We're going to have some giveaways, and we are so grateful for our sponsors that made this all possible. This is money that we had to raise on our own. It's not part of the Frankfort Hot Dog Festival. So we were blessed to be able to raise about $22,000 in order to host this event. So very grateful for many sponsors. We have the Fraternal Order of Eagles, Mike and Joel and Clark, Hallelujah Way, the Community Corrections, Culligan's, St. Matthew Church, City of Frankfort, Mulberry United Methodist Church, New Beginnings, Center Township Trustees, First Christian Church, Kirkland Christian Church, Kilmore United Methodist Church, New Hope Church, Nazarene Church, Good Oil Company, Shine.fm, and the PDFCC.
All right. That's a good list right there you have.
Yep. Very grateful for their support.
So talk about this group.
CRAM.
Yes, and what that stands for.
CRAM stands for Christ Rescues All Mankind. And this group started about 3 years ago when we had the Clinton County Youth Group, and we were hoping that the CRAM would take off and be like a big youth rally for the weekend. Unfortunately, we weren't able to pull that off because every church has lots of youth group and sure. activities going on. So when I became involved with the recovery community with Brianna's Hope, why not? Christ rescues all mankind. And the recovery community is on such a big movement right now that we felt this was appropriate. So therefore, then we're bringing in the recovery zone. The recovery zone will be hosted all around the gazebo area. We have vendors coming in from like Meridian Health Services, of course, Trinity, Hope Center, Healthy Communities, We Care, 180, Brianna's Hope. There's resources coming from like, I want to say like treatment centers coming sure. from, I can't mm-hmm. think of all their names, but treatment centers coming to provide additional resources to Clinton County because you never know when this might strike at home.
Yeah, so. We are fortunate in this county. Do you find that word of how well our community does with helping people deal with substance abuse has spread to other areas and folks are now coming here for that kind of support
definitely.
And treatment?
Most definitely. And I know that the Healthy Communities and Trinity Hope Center has been very involved, even with a national level, with Washington, D.C., on sharing what all they have done.
Yeah, that was a fantastic conference that you guys had when you had that sit-down meeting.
Correct, they
yeah,
did.
That
yes.
was. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. And D.C. was here because Clinton County is doing it right.
Correct, correct. And well, we are blessed for that reason.
Talk about Brianna's Hope a little bit, too, because what I find is those of us that live here, we kind of know about it. But there are so many people that are continually coming and moving into our community, or at least passing through because of all the employment opportunities we have here. So could you tell people a little bit about Brianna's Hope as well for those that maybe aren't as familiar with it?
Sure. Brianna's Hope started, unfortunately, from a high school girl who tried to fit in with others. She was very popular, but she was starting to run with the wrong crowd, and unfortunately, she overdosed. And she went missing, and her parents found her body in a woods not far from their home. And in her memory, in her journal, they found a prayer that she'd written, which is now called the Brianna's Hope Prayer. And so a pastor friend said, let's do this resource group and start up a Brianna's Hope in memory of Brianna. And so this started in Red Key, Indiana. He now has several chapters all throughout Indiana as well as Illinois. There's even one out in North Carolina. Mm. I want to say like 20-some chapters. But it's a faith-based, participant-driven, non-denominational group for the members that are in recovery, a place for them to come and receive a good warm meal, a place to fellowship with others, as well as receiving a pastoral Christian-based message. And then we also have testimonies. So it's kind of like a little worship service. And again, I want to state it is non-denominational. It is held in the St. Matthew Church, but it's supported by many churches here in Clinton County.
Yeah, it's an amazing organization. And talk about how that has changed over the years, because you started out with a small group.
Right. We started out with about 4 people 3 years ago. Well, soon before in November. And we are now averaging anywhere between 60 to 85 people every week.
Every week. That's every mm-hmm. week.
And we are so excited because we are going to offer August 1st a Teen Hope. Not a Teen Hope. It's called a Kids Hope. And we're going to offer, we've partnered with Healthy Communities, and they're going to provide resources to bring in the children of the recovery community and start teaching them some everyday skills and keeping, you know, trying to get them on this right track.
I love that, because then that also gives them a peer group that they can talk to, that somebody's been there, that they have as another resource themselves, just maybe somebody that's been through it with them.
Correct. Correct.
Love the idea for that. Talk a little bit about Trinity Hope as well, and how that has also kind of rolled over and continues to grow, and so many things happen there.
Right. And Chris Ward, I did invite him to come this morning, but he had another commitment.
We totally understand.
But yes, Trinity Hope Center is booming. They have activities going on basically every night of the week for the recovery community to attend. I know they have like a parent cafe. They have a teen cafe. I know they have a night just for men. They have a night just for women. They have family events that offer like free haircuts, giveaways, and just a nice place for individuals to go to. They also offer peer recovery, like counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So a mentor, they have lots of peer recovery coaches there. So yeah, they are really very involved and very busy.
You have done a lot. We appreciate what you do. So tell everybody again, we've got some things coming up at the Hot Dog Festival this weekend, and the Recovery Community Choir kicks off Saturday. That's like 1 o'clock or so.
That is correct, at 1 o'clock.
And so that had to be fun, kind of getting that together and having people, because I always feel like when you have somebody that is going through something, to get people together and then turn it into something like a choir.
Oh my goodness. Rachel Stafford took off with the Recovery Community Choir, and it's amazing. And last year was the first year that they sang at the Hot Dog Festival, and I got to hear some sneak previews of them singing. But last year, oh my goodness, when they were up there singing, and to know that the journey that they have been on, the battle that they've fought, and how God has saved them and rose, you know, brought them out of their darkness, and to see them up there singing praises to our Lord, it was just amazing. I mean, goosebumps and tears and everything. It was
wonderful. Yes, because you think, you know, maybe they're a little shy, but finally to get maybe some outlet and then for it to be something that we can all enjoy is even better. The Recovery Community Choir kicks off at 1 o'clock. And then after that, we have
the Faith Family Praise Team.
There we go. There it is, 1:45. Yes. So talk about the Faith Family Praise Team a little bit. Do you know about them or what kind of music? Obviously, it's gospel and Christian.
Right, okay. Right. It's all contemporary music. Followed by that, we have the Gathering Point Worship Team that will be joining us.
That's at 3 o'clock.
Actually, our schedule has changed just a bit because we had a band that had life happens, you know, a death in the family. So we have one band that's not going to be able to make it.
Hmm.
But Faith Family will be there at 2:30.
Okay.
And then at 3:45, the Gathering Point Worship Team will arrive. And then at 5:15, the Frankfurt Nazarene, they call themselves the Frankfurt Naz Worship Team.
I love that.
And then at 7:15, we will kick off with Cade Thompson, who is an upcoming star, Christian music star. And then followed by Matt Maher at 8:30.
Quite a lineup.
Yes.
That's a big lineup. Cool that you've got somebody coming in, you know, kind of up and coming and rising. That's very cool. Right. Well, good for you guys.
So we can watch his path, watch his journey.
Absolutely. Well, this is Mary Kay Baker, and Mary Kay does a lot for our community. I know her through the church. We go to the same church, but you really kind of dabble in a lot. It started through the church, I'm sure.
It did start through the church,
and but preschool and everything. So let's talk about preschool for just a minute, because that's coming up in the very near future.
Right.
So dabble and talk about preschool coming up.
Oh, our preschool is going well. This, I can't tell you what, like our 45th year of preschool.
Oh my gosh.
So we have 17.
I know all my kids are.
We have 17 teachers on staff. And we will offer 13 classes. We currently have 170 children enrolled. We do have openings for 185 children. So we do have a few openings left. But we are excited to start the new year. We're going to do a pilot program this year and offer before and after school care for children that are attending preschool.
Oh, really?
Right. So if you have a child that's attending, say, Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, then they can arrive as early as 7:30 in the morning and stay as late as 5:30.
Talk about, Mary Kay, talk about the age groups, the different grades, basically.
Okay. Right.
And then also talk about that.
Okay.
That care.
We offer preschool for ages 2 through 5, the 2 and 3 year old class, which is known as the Parents Morning At class. It's a class where these little kids get to have an opportunity to leave mom or dad or their provider and a chance to come and be in a social group, learning to play with others, learning to follow rules, learning to sit on the rug. They do not have to be a potty trained, but unfortunately, due to peer pressure of seeing your other friends in the classroom using the potty, they want to try to use the potty too.
Good.
So,
yeah.
Right. So they grow. It's so funny because when they first arrive the first day of school, their backpacks are bigger than they are. And so
that's cute.
They grow so much during the year. And then once you're done with a 2 and 3 year old class, the next class is the 3 and 4 year old class. And this group, you know, most of them already know how to sit on the rug and follow directions, but they also learn their colors and shapes and are introduced to them. They learn to print their name. They learn to the letters of the alphabet, because it seems like we have to follow the state's academic standards. Sure. And going into kindergarten, you have to know so much more than what you used to have to know. So we introduce it earlier and earlier and earlier. And then follow the 3 and 4 year old class. We have a pre-K class, and the pre-K class is getting ready for kindergarten. They are brushing up on all their skills and learning the sounds the letters make, learning some sight words. They also have to talk about their opposites and rhyming words and just lots of stuff that these little people have to learn.
Oh, yes. Those were fun times picking up my little ones from St. Matthew.
Yeah.
And the day, do you still do, and this is going to be a really weird question, I'll tell you, do you still do the vision test there? Does somebody come?
We are blessed to have Dr. Price come in, and he does free vision screening for all pre-K children.
That's how we found out our son. We had no, my husband and I, neither one wore glasses at the time. And we had no idea that Quincy needed glasses. Mm-hmm. And I remember you handed me the paper going, congratulations, your boy needs glasses. I'm like, what? We had no clue. We just did not think about it at that young of age. And because we didn't, and our other children didn't. And he was the first one, thanks to you guys, that caught it before he went to school.
Well, and a lot of times we also do speech, too.
Sure.
Because if you can catch it in advance and start working on those skills, it helps them when they start sounding out words and starts reading. You just don't realize the effect that it has.
Well, and on the side of that, when my grandson was there, he had, at birth, he had had weak muscles in one of his eyes, and he had to have surgery like when he was 18 months old. But by being able to tell the teachers at St. Matt, you know, this is what he's had done, and they were able to monitor him and would know when his eyes were getting tired and when we would have to go back to wearing a patch and stuff. But they would keep an eye on that and help us with that, because a lot of times when you got home, you know, kids are tired anyway. They helped us monitor that.
Well, and let me do a huge shout out to our staff, too, because we are a pass to quality level 3, which is one of the highest qualities a preschool can be ranked in the state of Indiana. And it takes a lot of training and a lot of skills and knowledge in how to set your classroom up, the lesson, the curriculums that we present. And I'm so proud of them, because every year we are rated, and that's the highest level. And that helps us stand out, as well as we are blessed. We have teachers that have a degree in their education or early childhood, and if not, then they receive their CDA, which is a child development certificate, which requires like 180 hours of it's like a two-year training they do. So our teachers work hard and provide the best that they can, and I'm blessed to have them.
For as many classes as you have, how much staff do you have?
I have 17 ladies on staff.
That is crazy, but yeah. I know, you know, with that, especially when you're dealing with littles, you have to have.
Right.
I mean, you really do.
And, you know, not everyone works full time. That's what's nice about working at St. Matthew Preschool, is because we have one lady that retired from teaching from Clinton Central, and she doesn't want to work 5 days a week. So she works 3 days a week, and we are blessed because we're able to offer that. And
sure.
That's the big benefit that we're able to offer, is flexibility. You know, I tell the girls, family is first. And if they ever need off, just let me know. We'll get a sub. So, I have a nice crew, and I'm proud of them.
Yes. And because you are such a high quality preschool and pre-preschool, I'll call it, you were able to get a very large grant a few years ago.
Yes.
That was pretty exciting.
It was a huge grant. Six figures, I'll just say. And we were able to do a lot of renovation around on the preschool wing at St. Matthew Church, such as, you know, central air. And we were able to put iPads in every classroom for the teachers to use. We have an indoor playground. We updated the playground. And I'll tell you what, you've seen our playground. You probably wouldn't believe that's like a $70,000 playground out there, would you?
Well,
isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, yes. The cost of everything is a little bit crazy right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, yes, we've done a lot of renovations, a lot of upkeep, and yes.
Well, congratulations. Thank again, you. Mary Kay Baker, and looking forward to everything that you're going to be doing. What site you guys are on?
We are the Veterans Park,
right?
Yes.
Okay, that's
yes.
what I was
right
thinking.
Right across from the Iron Block building.
And if somebody has questions about any of the things we've talked about, whether it's preschool or you want to give out your ways to be contacted,
yes.
I know you only have limited number availability left in preschool.
That is close
to being full, but talk about all the ways people can get a hold of you.
Well, to register for St. Matthew Preschool, we go online to, we have a webpage, which is part of St. Matthew, Frankfurt.com. It's off of the church webpage. And then we also are on Facebook. And so if you look up St. Matthew Preschool Frankfurt, you will find our Facebook page, and there is a link that's posted. All registration is done online. All else fails, you're welcome to call the preschool, and I will return a call to you as soon as possible. So I am in and out all the time.
I believe that. I believe that. Well, thank you, Mary Kay. We'll look forward to this weekend. We'll see you out there. Veterans Park, which I gotta think is on the northwest side of the square in downtown Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go see Mary Kay and the group and the bands, that's the corner you need to go to. So thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, it's always good to see you, and congratulations
on
so many things here lately. So congratulations,
Citizen
of the Year. We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. We appreciate you. Do you want to take a break or you want to keep going? What's your thought process?
I've already got one put in.
All right. Let's take
a... I know how your brain works, so...
This is what happens. God love her. I don't know what I'd do without her because she knows me so well. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM.